Well, relief all round, because that was a tough afternoon, but another win.
It's a very tough afternoon. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. So Swansea are known for playing good quality football and keep good possession, and especially after we got the first goal, maybe we just sat back a little bit off it and let them have a bit too much possession. So we kind of changed our tactics a little bit second half, but it was still tough, and we knew we just wanted to get the second goal. I think that we knew would help us all round, really, and it was unfortunate that Victor's goal was disallowed, but Jay will come on and got his goal. I'm delighted for him and then for myself as well, obviously get the first goal of the season, and so more importantly, three points for the lads.
Yeah, both of you ending your goal drought, so going the same length of time since the win at Reading. Amazing.
Game, yeah, well, Jay was obviously got one in the Carling Cup this year, but yeah, funny enough, it was the same day that, but it's nothing we've been too worried about. We've still been picking up good results, and keeping these clean sheets it takes the pressure off the players like myself and the strikers, because you know if you just get one goal, you can nick it 1-0. And fortunately today, Artur was in great form. Some of the saves he made was brilliant. He's been really consistent, and as I said, for the team, it just makes it that much easier, because when you keep clean sheets, you're gonna at least get a point out of the game.
Dave Merrington was praising you for your work rate without the ball today as much as on the ball. As captain, is that something you're really conscious of, the fact that you have to lead by example all the time?
No, not at all. It's just part of my game. I always feel I work hard, and especially under this manager, it's a game that I've naturally improved on, because it's how he wants us to play. So I think everyone wants to play on the front foot and press high and work hard. It's as simple as that.
You must give a shout out to Steve Davis, because it's a delicious little ball he put through for you, and having not scored for a few games, you didn't hesitate.
No, it was a great pass. He's a very clever player like that. He'll always play the quick pass forward, and can't really remember much about it. I just remember latching onto it and hitting it early. They're the goals that kind of come more easy when you have less time to think about it. And there was a couple of other situations where I nearly got in the first half, a couple of balls from Ricky that was just a foot away from. But I say I was delighted to get the goal, but more importantly, the win for the lads.
Yeah, well, a couple of things we predicted before the game. One, you might score, but two, that Nathan Dyer would be difficult. Yeah. And my, he proved difficult.
Listen, he's a tough player, great player. And I thought we nullified him to just spells in the game, really, that he had, but I said he hit the woodwork and it went across the line. I was delighted to see that go out of play, because I thought it was in, because I think he scored a post and in one last season here as well. But now, I spoke to him after the game and said well done to him, because he played well, and I thought Swansea went about their game well. And but I said we were maybe just a little bit more clinical than them today, I think.
Yeah, and you know, you won with less possession, which is rare for you, but now you go to Old Trafford and you can enjoy that trip, because you're so high up in the table, so many points in the bag.
Of course, we're going to go there to try and win this, and West Brom proved it's possible. We went there last year and should have got something out of the game. So, and the manager kind of puts faith in us to go to places like that. Don't be scared and go for the win. It's as simple as that. If you're brave, then we were brave at Liverpool, and that's the only way you're going to get something out of the game.